Hey everyone, welcome to Bible Verse Breakdown. I'm Ewedewon Nomarin, and in this video, we are going to be looking at Acts chapter 16, verse 14, which reads, "And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose hearts the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul." So in this video, we are going to be looking at what that statement, "whose hearts the Lord opened," means, because it's very important towards understanding how the call of God works. Just as how we humans have the ability to open and unlock doors with physical metal keys, the spirits have the ability to unlock our hearts. They see our hearts as doors, and St. Paul spoke of it like that. The door of faith to the Gentiles was opened. If you read Acts chapter 14, verse 27, and 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, and Colossians chapter 4, verse 3. If you read Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1, King Solomon described how God has the power to control anyone's heart. "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will." They have the power to manipulate how we are, and that power of the spirits to manipulate how we are and how our hearts work ultimately determines how we react to the word of God, to the gospel. If you look at when Moses had went to Pharaoh and was telling him that this is God's plan, he wants to free his children from Egypt, Pharaoh was like, "Who is the Lord?" If you read Exodus chapter 5 and verses 1 and 2, his heart was always being hardened. If you read chapter 7 to 12, it was stated over and over again. After each plague, his heart was hardened. His heart was hardened. Who was the one doing that? It was the spirits in heaven. They have the ability to manipulate it. And that was what the apostles, or Luke, who recorded the book of Acts, that was what he was talking about. These spirits have the ability to open hearts up. And the way it works is this. When your heart is closed, when it hasn't been opened or unlocked by God Almighty, by the time the gospel is preached to you, it doesn't make sense. You can tell it's the gospel, but it doesn't really resonate with you that well, because the Spirit of God isn't in you. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, St. Paul explains this by saying, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." But when God opens your heart and the gospel message is preached to you, something different happens. It's not that it's magical. It's just the gospel makes sense to you. You begin to love and take interest in the things of God. Remember, when St. Paul and the other apostles were preaching to Lydia, there were other women there that they were preaching to, but it's just Lydia's heart was open, so then it made more sense to her than it did to the other women, and that was why she was willing to bring them into her house. So the fact of the matter is, the spirits have the ability to open the door of our hearts, to remove the veil, as St. Paul also said in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, from verses 15 to 17. And there are many examples of this. For example, if you look at Acts chapter 24, verse 28, and chapter 17 in verses 4 and 5, and John chapter 11 in verses 45 and 46, we see these examples of some people believing and some people don't. When Jesus Christ resurrected Lazarus, for example, there were some people who believed in Jesus, but then there were also some who went to go report to the Pharisees because of that. So what makes that difference? How come when people preach the gospel, some believe, but some don't? It's not because some are more educated or knowledgeable. Otherwise, then it would be the Pharisees who would understand the gospel the most. Rather, it's God's discretion, God's election, which is why St. Peter said that we should be diligent. We should strive to justify God's calling or make his election sure. If you read 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. So it's important we understand that the spirits have a hand in who believes the gospel. If you look at Acts chapter 2, verse 37, it's the same thing. When they heard Peter preaching, their hearts were pricked. They began to understand the fact that killing Jesus Christ was not a good thing. And then they were repentant and they began to live like true children of God. So the fact of the matter is, belief is an act of God. And that is where I'm going to stop on discussing that verse Acts chapter 16, verse 14, which once again reads, "And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose hearts the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul." Have a great day. God bless you.
Oh, one more thing. If you guys liked what you heard, feel free to share a voice message at https://anchor.fm/versebreakdown/message. Once again, that's https://anchor.fm/versebreakdown/message. Hope to see you there.